All right, everyone, I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board. If you could all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, to introduce our board today, to my far right, we have Mr. Oren Barbeau. To my immediate right, Mr. Harry Williams. I'm your chairperson, Alexandria Malone. We have our secretary, Ms. Joliva, and from planning today, Steve and Vivian. We'll now move into a period of public comment. This is a period of comments for items on the agenda if you're not able to stay for those items. Is there anyone who would like to speak at this moment? Yeah.
Vivian Klarski, Planning Commissioner, District D, Jake Sigerboom. And it's not on the agenda, but there's going to be nobody here during your second public comment. And I just wanted to thank all of you guys in front of the public, saying that I appreciate all the work that you've done. And that if you have any questions or any major concerns on stuff that you guys passed or denied, please call me, let me know. I'll give you my card because we haven't met yet. But I do appreciate all the hard work that you guys do. And they do a good job because they go out and visit sites. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
We'll talk after.
I will move on to the approval of the minutes for our last meeting, December 1st, 2022. Any action? Any action on that last? Motion to approve our last minutes for December 1st. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Now to the approval of the agenda for today, December 15th. Do we have the applicant for item 3, Pleasant Hills, Unit 2?
Yes.
Oh, yes? Okay, yes. Great. Perfect. Okay. All right. Are there any...
Number 4 is held.
Oh, number 4 is held. Okay. So other than that, do we have any other motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda and with the exception of number 4 to be held in abeyance.
All right. So we have a motion to approve the agenda, hold number 4. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Any informational items? All right. Moving on to our first applicant. All right, for the December 21st Board of County Commissioners meeting, application UC220610, Landell U.S. Holdings LP and Crown Real Estate LP, use permit for a cannabis establishment distribution within an existing warehouse building on 1.3 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone, generally located on the south side of Gobi Sands Avenue and the west side of Arctic Spring Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
David Brown, 520 South 4th Street. With me is Lucy Stewart, both on behalf of the applicant. Actually, for items 1 and 2, if it's okay, we'll present them together.
Sure, let me just read that one into the record as well. Application UC220611, Landell U.S. Holdings LLP and Crown Real Estate LP, use permit for a cannabis establishment production, waiver of development standards to reduce the separation between a residential use and a cannabis establishment production within an existing warehouse building on 1.3 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone, generally located on the south side of Gobi Sands Avenue and west side of Arctic Spring Avenue within Sunrise Manor.
David Brown, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant. There are two requests today. One is for a distribution center and one is for cannabis production. In regards to the cannabis production, there's also a waiver of development standards because the establishment would be 435 feet from residential, where 660 feet is required. The property is located in an industrial park that is zoned MD. This same location has previously been approved for cultivation and dispensary, both slightly more intense uses. The dispensary was open. It relocated to another location. In regards to the production, staff is not supporting it. In regards to the distribution center, staff does recommend approval. The reason that staff outlines for not supporting the request for production is because of the waiver from residential. We'd like to state that in regards to the odor, it is unlikely that the odor would interfere with some of the residents that live within that area. However, we would say that for marijuana, it's typically the cultivation which attracts the strongest smell. When it flowers, and all of that flowering would be done at a cultivation facility. Our client also owns a cultivation center, which is located off Highland, so all of the trimming and all of that work would be done at that facility. As part of it, one of the as-is conditions is staff always requires an odor control plan. We've prepared that. Normally, it's not prepared until after the entitlements are approved, but we've prepared the odor plan, and we have a copy of that today, and we'd like to submit that for the record. Don't expect either to read all 20 pages of it today, but the applicant does have the odor plan. We had been in contact with Commissioner Kirkpatrick and also indicated to her and her team that we would submit the plan to them, which we have done. And between now and Planning Commission and County Commission hearings, any recommendations they had or modifications the applicant would be happy to make. Again, we would just say that the client also has a cultivation center that is off of Highland, and that has been open for over a year. In the course of the year, there have been no complaints about odor from that facility. We ask for your recommendation of approval and happy to answer any questions if you have any.
All right, David, we will now have a period of public comment on this item. Are there any questions or comments here? All right, seeing none, moving on to questions and comments from the board.
I do as well. I'd like to just comment that it's been approved for various uses since 2014 by the Board of County Commissioners. Can I ask you a question about an odor issue? That's what your objection is on?
Yes, that's basically because of the closeness of it. That's what we're going to
So you did not deny that based on that recommendation?
Was that a previous case you're talking about?
No, that's staff's current position.
Yes, that is
right. You want to deny it?
Yeah, because of the separation issue is the main thing.
Is it?
Mainly because of the odor and the intensity that happens on it.
Have you looked into that in detail, or just the statute that you were looking
at? Oh, I don't know if there, any knowledge of changing that separation. I would doubt that they would because of the intensity or the smell, odor. So that was the reason why staff, there's basically the separation, it had nothing to do with the actual use, it's just the separation issue.
Okay. That's all I've got.
Member Williams, my question is along that line, but and back to one of the comments about odor. I've rarely had any complaints, I haven't personally heard anything of odor in any of the locations that we typically have any of these facilities. Now that we are starting to get close to having consumption lounge, that might be changed a little bit. But in terms of what we have presently, until the consumption lounge do come on, I haven't really had any, and I'm speaking from city folks,
yeah,
and going through that process. And I don't know, have from a staff perspective with the other locations, have you received any complaints about odor or?
Not that I know. CC Pro would be the ones who usually get that first and foremost, and that's why they probably have an odor plan that they submit, and that's what they go by. So the applicant is aware of that, but it would go through CC Pro, then it would go back to us if there's a continued violation and business license also.
Okay. My second follow-up to the applicant is any kind of outreach towards the community. I know there's no community folks here to speak upon on this issue because it's within a distance separation, but have you guys did any kind of outreach plan since it's that close?
We have not. As stated earlier, this use was already, or more intense use of the dispensary was already in that area. I think the fact that no neighbors are here today speaks loudly that it really didn't interfere with the enjoyment of their homes and the odor didn't interfere. There's a requirement, the plan has to be approved. The technology's gotten really good to prevent odor from seeping out, and if there are any smells in the area, they complain, and at other facilities, like I said, not our client, and it's addressed, but you have to have a plan approved by business licensing before they even issue the license.
But I think the concern now is the dispensary was approved, but now you're adding another use. Well, the second use was not being approved, is that correct? Is the second?
The distribution the center was recommended for approval.
Right.
But the production, that's where they make like the edibles.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. The production was not previously approved. This is something added or something a little different.
The cultivation was originally approved, which right. is much more likely and to cause, and production was approved.
Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center. This site was approved for all applications.
Okay.
It had a dispensary, a cultivation, and production.
So it's vertical.
And at that time, we had a waiver.
Okay.
But they never built the cultivation and production, and the dispensary is bought and then moved to another location. But at that time, staff didn't recommend denial, but that was when all the applications were coming forward, so they really weren't aware that there was some odor from at least cultivation. In this case, though, they do have carbon filters, which is required by law, and they're also going to do where the production happens. It'll be an enclosed room with the doors closed, and they'll have automatic closures on them. So I don't know how there could be an odor that could come out, but if there perhaps is, they're also, the plan is also with air quality, and then they work with you to make sure that doesn't, but it's really cultivation that smells, that has okay. the odor.
And the very last question, with this being kind of a vertical location, do you guys plan on, or does your client plan on, or did they receive a consumption?
No.
So this would not be a consumption?
The consumption goes along with the dispensaries, and there's no dispensary at that location.
Okay. Just
one more thing. The reason I was asking is because it's been going on. They've had many appearances before the Florida County Commission. Back in 2015, they were approved for cultivation. So it's by the County Commission.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions?
I can make a motion, and I think I'll make a motion. Just a clarification, is the motion for one, or I can
for
make
both.
A motion for both?
It's for both.
Well, yeah, you can do them separate.
That's what I'm asking. Should I do them separate, or should I do...
Go ahead and do them separate.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the first item.
Okay.
With staff recommendations as approval. I believe staff had a recommendation for approval on the first item.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first item was?
The use permit.
The distribution.
The distribution. Okay. Right.
And then for two?
Oh, for the two, I will also make a recommendation for approval. And then I'd also add on, based on the odor control plan and any other stipulations that staff had put on, if approved.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, so we have a motion to approve the distribution use permit and approve the use permit and waiver of development standards, both with all listed staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motions pass.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great holiday.
You can take them all back.
Okay. Yeah, you can use those for
okay.
Don't want to waste them. No trees.
Thank you.
All right, for the January 3rd, 2023 Planning Commission meeting, application UC220624, Pleasant Hills Unit 2, use permits for the following: one, a communication tower, two, reduce a setback from a communication tower to a residential development, three, reduce a setback from Sloan Lane, and four, reduce separation between communication towers. Waiver development standards to waive the setback for an architectural intrusion, design review for a communication tower, palm tree monopole, and associated equipment in conjunction with an existing multiple family residential development on a portion of 6.8 acres in an R3 multiple family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Sloan Lane, 775 feet north of Bonanza Road within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record.
My name is Taylor Squire. My address is 234 Carolina Laurel Street in Henderson, Nevada. I'm here today on behalf of the applicant PTI. We are relocating an existing flagpole cell tower about 20 feet north on the property, same parcel. The new design will be a mon palm. This design is to allow carriers to upgrade their equipment so that they are not hindered by a enclosed design that a flagpole has. We agree with staff's conditions and approval and respectfully request your approval.
All right, thank you so much, Taylor. Do we have any questions or comments from the public on this item? Seeing none, questions or comments from the board?
I just have one comment.
Sure.
I know we try to say palm on these little cell towers.
Mm-hmm.
They're still not the best looking things. I know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. I mean, we approve a lot of them and they go through the things, but the palms are, maybe if we can start looking at another design or something else that really does kind of fit into a neighborhood or a community, especially when they're, they just eyeball look. I mean, when you start talking about, they look like this. This is not really.
It's not good.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not good. And I don't know if you guys have other options, but maybe my only suggestion would be to start looking at other options and like the flagpole or some other kind of things are more creative or whatever. But to go back to the palm trees is just.
Yeah, I understand your concerns. I totally get what you mean. To give you an idea of what the property looks like, the reason a mono pine was chosen is because it's to fit in with the surrounding area. As you can see, there's another pine.
Face towards you.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. This will look like, this is what the property will look like after the relocation is done. This palm tree is not associated with us, but it does, the reason it was chosen is so it can kind of fit in with the community.
The one in the back is there now, and you guys had the flagpole in the middle.
Correct. This
and
is
now you're taking
like
the
now.
Flagpole out, and you're putting the flagpole and moving it left or whatever to make it a palm tree.
Correct.
However, I'm just saying, maybe at some particular point, based on as a company or something, you can take back to them, that palm does not look aesthetically pleasing into that neighborhood and that community when you have a different type of tree right next to it, is what I'm saying. Based on, I know what you're going for, and you look at the other cell tower and you're trying to mimic the other cell tower. However, I'm just saying that these look like they're more pine trees than palm trees. That is more representative of that little neighborhood. That's all.
Understood. Understand your concerns.
The motion.
I make a motion to approve for staff recommendation.
All right, we have a motion to approve all items with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Seeing none opposed, motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can I take this?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
For the January 3rd, 2023 Planning Commission meeting, application VS220630 LV Cheyenne Industrial LP vacated and abandoned a portion of a right-of-way being Land Boulevard located between Cheyenne Avenue and Cecil Avenue, alignment within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Is that number four?
Is that number four? Yes.
Oh, yes.
I never take them out when I hold them. All right, that one's being held.
Do we have a held date or it's just...
Yeah, they requested it for the following meeting.
So it might be
the 29th. For the January 3rd, 2023 Planning Commission meeting, application WS220633 Alvarado Refugio Waiver of Development Standards for reduced setbacks in conjunction with a single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Lynn Lane and the north side of Gorham Avenue. 670 feet north of Washington Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Hi.
Hello. name and address for the record, please.
I'll try to get it. Okay. Adan Castillo, 5468 Fulbrow Lane. I represent my friend. And we have the situation with all know the codes. We're looking for a setbacks on the addition. It's an office with a closet on the northeast side of the property. We're looking for a reduce the rear setback and the side setback of the property addition, and the carport. We got to adjust the setbacks. Basically, we match everything with the wood framing structural, match the color of the house, everything follows the architectural finishes. And we're looking for a waiver on the setbacks.
Okay, thank you so much. Do we have any questions or comments from the public on this item? Seeing no questions and comments from the board.
When was it built? When did you build the addition?
We built the addition 4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Yeah.
Were you the current owner?
No, he's my friend.
I know, but did your friend build it?
They're in construction.
So it's his own?
Yeah, they follow codes and everything.
So his own, he did his own, his construction, he didn't buy it that way?
No.
Okay.
Wait, so it was done 4 years ago, but he did not buy it that way?
No, because he's not on knowledge, he don't have the knowledge for the setbacks situation. That's the big difference.
So he did not build it?
No, he built it, yeah. But without know about the setbacks requirement.
I think what you're saying, the predecessor's entitled before.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. The predecessor's entitled to not do it. He did what he wanted.
Okay. Thank you.
Has it been inspected by the building department?
We tried to get approval for the setbacks and I go through with the building permits and everything.
Have they approved it?
No. When we get approval from the waiver, we're moving forward to get all the inspections done and everything. We'll build the permit process.
Okay, so it hasn't been inspected yet?
No.
Has the carport been inspected?
No, this basically is, you know, it's a simple structure. We try to, you know, move forward on the requirement and everything that it is on code. Obviously, it never been inspected from the city.
Well, I drove by because anytime something like this comes up on the agenda, I always like to see it so I understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks nice. It built it nice, it looks, but it's right next to the fence.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
That's a problem. It looks like they knew what they were doing when they built it.
No, I'm an AGC licensed and architect, and I know they have the knowledge.
Yeah, the roof line looks good.
Everything.
The stucco looks good.
Everything.
The paint looks like it was original.
Yes. It's belong to the house. Yeah. Look like belong to the house.
Right.
I have
no further questions.
And you know what? I did not have an opportunity to go by there, so I'm glad someone did have a. When these kind of structures come up, my concern is if they don't look like, they kind of look like they're kind of piecemealed and thrown, and that with the work in put into it to actually look like it's part of the structure, and based on what was said, it looks like it is part of the whole
community. Look,
the part of the community, part of the house.
Yeah. That's why I approached them to help them to move forward with all the inspection, and I go through the whole thing, and they did it the right way. Now, I set the setbacks.
Now let me ask you, if it's done 4 years ago and to be brought to our attention for staff, was there a complaint or was there something based on
it's a code violation?
Because I wonder if, if it was a situation where they were having some kind of party, and that brought up the,
well,
you know,
how it brought it, it's a it brought an anonymous neighbor complaint.
Yeah.
So how those
kind of
No, not I know how they kind of come up, but then I just, based on what we're saying, if it was an eyesore, they usually come up because it's an eyesore and those kind of things, and I didn't know how it came up because it's been there for 4 years.
Yeah, so. And a lot of times with being anonymous callers, sometimes you can't find out who it is. They're supposed to be anonymous, but.
Right. Okay.
So the county wants to know, whatever, for safety reasons, they want to know when something can be built, and there's all kind of rules and regulations, and then what they do after they get the building permits and everything, then they send it to the county assessor, and he starts charging tax on it.
Yeah.
Income coming in out of them. That's, so that they're really concerned about this kind of thing because they don't want everybody in all over town making roof additions and building houses without permits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They lose control.
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's, and this happened 4 years ago. They lost control 4 years ago. So that's the problem that we have to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, I generally don't have an issue with
it
if it's architecturally compatible.
Looks like the room addition looks good. The patio, they didn't quite finish yet, I think.
Well, the thing is, they're in process to adjust as a 5 feet setbacks.
Yeah.
And is it in the middle of the process?
That's the
And we're waiting for approval over here, the waivers, to call for inspection and adjust everything, follow the code.
I'll make a motion. I can make a motion to approve this application based on the staff conditions, and part of that is a 1 year to complete the building permit and inspection process with any extension of time to be a public hearing, and then making sure the carport matches the residence, and as you finish, making sure all the building code and everything else is followed and passed inspection. Now, if they don't pass inspection, then, you know, we need to tear it down, do whatever you need to do to make sure that those items pass
inspection.
Okay. So that would be my motion.
Did you say an EET says a public hearing?
Huh?
Would you say with your motion about any extension?
Yeah, it looks like you guys got it down there, if approved, if there is an extension of time to be a public hearing. So that's what you guys were suggesting. So I was just following what you guys had.
Yeah, that's right, I heard you right.
Yeah, I was just reading it based on what you was here.
Right, so we have a motion to approve with all listed staff recommendations.
Could you repeat the number and the records that we're talking about?
Yeah, we're kind
of the application?
Yes.
Yeah, I apologize. I skipped.
We went out of order.
We're going to come back. We're going to go back.
This is number item six. This is item six, application WS220633, Alvarado Refugio. Okay, so we have an motion to approve with all listed staff recommendations. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We're just an advisory board. We don't count.
No, I know. He's not approved already. We're processing. Thank you very much for your help.
Our confidence has been shot. I have it here.
Down.
I asked you to read in the record to make sure I have the right notes here. I don't want to have to go back and do my minutes.
I know.
The board tear down and put it back up.
I know. It's a staff.
And I hate for them to have to tear down. If it was raggedy, I'd be like, tear it down. But when it's
the patio, they didn't finish it because they got.
They got a year.
But the room
okay.
Really good.
Going back to, sorry. All right, going back to item five. For the January 3rd, 2023 Planning Commission meeting, application WS220616, Hill Adrian Trust and Hill Adrian Leroy TRS. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduce setbacks, and two, increase hardscape on 0.1 acre in an R3 multiple family residential zone, generally located on the southeast side of Cane Hill Drive, 43 feet north of Blossom Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Manuel Mojica, 10910 Eastern Redwood Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89138. I'm representing my friend, Adrian Hill. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to explain where we're at. Ask why it was denied, and initially staff told them it was going to be approved, and we just found out from the agenda that was available today, we found out that it was denied, so.
It's not denied, it's that's the recommendation of.
Yeah, that's the recommendation.
Accept and then recommendation.
So yeah, if you want to tell us a little bit about the application first.
Okay, basically all it is he had a patio cover, built in 2006, permitted, approved, signed off completely with the county, including all the setbacks and everything that was approved at the time, which is right here. And one of the items that the staff says is why they're denying is because of the setbacks, 10 from 15 feet. And all he's wanting to do, it's existing now, it matches the house, stucco paint, roof tiles, everything. He just wants to enclose it and just add some couple of windows and a sliding glass door on the side. That's it. Everything else is existing. So his neighbors in the back, they have no issues with it. They don't even see the patio. They only see the roof of the patio. It matches the existing house. The lot's only 37 feet, 7 inches wide by 100. So you really don't have a huge lot to begin with. I know that they're talking about the setback, but it's a small backyard, and it was approved and permitted. So all he's asking for is a waiver just to be able to enclose it and to be able to use the back patio, and that's it. The other item that he's talking about, they're talking about with the concrete on slab, on slab on grade. Yeah, and that's another picture of the back existing patio. So it matches the house stucco. Basically, all he wants to do is just adding a sliding glass door on this side, and on the other back side, a window on the side. That's it. Nothing major, no structural changes, nothing. So we're just asking for a waiver for that. The neighbors on both sides in the back have no issues with it. The other issue that the staff was saying was the concrete is over the percentage allowed for the lot, but it's a really small lot, it's 100 by 37. You know, the driveways are only 16 foot wide, so the percentage of, that they're questioning is just in the front yard, but he does have turf and yard, palm trees in the front. The only concrete he added was on the side just to widen his driveway just a little bit. So we're just asking for a waiver for that. Here's a picture of the front yard. So he does have low maintenance turf and patio. I mean, palm tree. And we were confused why staff originally recommended approval, and then we get the notice today that it's recommended denial. So we didn't have a chance to address it with staff before the meeting today to address their concerns to see what else we can do. We have an issue with that.
Okay. All right, Menno, thank you so much. Do we have any questions or comments from the public on this item?
Mojica, M-O-J.
Seeing none, questions or comments from the board?
Yeah. My question to you guys, first of all, is once you decide to enclose it all on all four walls, it almost becomes a room versus a patio, no longer a patio.
Correct.
It's now becoming another actual full structure. It becomes part of the house, yes. So even though we're saying all we're doing is putting a glass wall up and windows now, you've enclosed it and now it's something different. Sure. Yeah. It's not necessarily a patio anymore. So, I mean, I know we keep calling it a patio, but now this is becoming a actual structure, it's becoming an actual square footage of the home. It kind of changed the whole description of the whole thing. Okay. So I don't think it's as easy as just saying we can put in a sliding door and two windows up. Because to put two windows up, we're going to have to structurally do something to those two sides.
No, you don't have to really structurally do it.
Put a window up? Well, we're going to have to do something to put a sliding door in there and put some windows in there.
Right.
I mean, I see some, you know, I see here.
I guess I can put it here.
I'm looking at here and here. There's going to have to be doing some.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be some. Framing for the
actual, right, there's gonna be some framing. Yeah, there's gonna be some even for the windows. There's gonna be some framing. So you're making it a room versus a patio.
If we have to pull a permit for that, we can do that. But we want to make sure that it's approved
Right, and so that's why I'm just trying to say, as you guys are talking, I mean, it's no longer a patio, it's an actual structure, it's actually a room, it's actually something else. So I don't know in terms of planning, the other piece, I don't know in terms of planning, once we start doing that, if we have to look at different electrical, different, you know, things in terms of air conditioning, heat to the room,
At that point, we would apply for a permit to do that.
Right, so I don't know if this is the right permit that you guys are applying for when you actually...
No.
Well, we were told we had to do this first.
Yeah, so that's not part of this. No. That's not part of this. It's just, it is just a setback. It is not anything at all about the actual construction of the structure. It is just the setback. Correct.
So you're just talking about setback, because you're still going to have to come back and talking about the whole other piece that I'm asking you all these questions about.
But we have to apply for a permit for that, but we can't even do that without getting this approval first.
Getting the setback piece approved.
And then this area right here is this.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you're asking to just complete this?
Well, this is already poured.
This is our, okay,
the
but this
would... You need a permit for that.
Okay, so what is the...
Well, the staff's saying that it's over
just
the
in general, the hardscape
the
percentage.
Yeah,
okay, so it's not, and it's just a percentage. Okay.
Yeah, but it only exceeds about, I think, 14%.
Yeah.
Considering the size of the yard, we didn't think that that would be a huge impact. Nobody's complaining as far as the neighbor's concerned. It just makes it easier for parking for him. So that's the reason why I was done.
Agreed. I actually don't think that the 5-foot setback waiver is that terrible for something like this that, again, matches in general the home outside of what they plan to do with it after this. I don't have any issues, especially given the... quality of the front yard landscaping. I think you guys even seem kind of surprised by that. Yeah, so
it takes care of his stuff.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Yeah. And I, like I said, I don't have necessarily have a problem. And I just think the next stage is a lot different from the setback. It's not a big thing. But as I kind of process what you're going through and what you're going to try to get to, it's quite a big difference.
Yeah, I think that as it stands, the patio is on the application.
Right.
It's just as it stands.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I don't have an issue with it.
No, I don't have an issue. And the patio wasn't there previously? You guys added the patio?
No, it was permitted and built in 2006.
Yeah, okay. When I built construction, built it, and actually I'm looking at them to complete the, you know, once
we approve this to get the sliders and all that.
I've already had ones come out and take a look at it.
And they'll pull a permit for it.
Is
that right after kitchen?
It's the living room
slash
break room that's right off of that. The kitchen's on this side of it. It's right there by that window is the kitchen.
So if it was permitted in the past, why?
I think because he's enclosing it, then that becomes part. It's a different, like Harry was saying.
That's
right,
not
now it's
on
a patio
here,
door, but if you close it, now it becomes part of the principal structure. And therefore subject to principal structure setbacks.
Right.
So that is why it's easy.
Oh, it's because it's changing it to a room addition.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get through and trying
but
to
we can't even
apparently
get
apparently
there.
What he's saying, it was approved as a patio, got permits for it. Now if he wants to close it, it has to meet the principal setbacks of 15 feet.
Right, that changes the setback.
Right.
Yes.
I see. That's what I was trying to get to. I was trying to work my way to it. I was on the right track here.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it's
you.
But before we get to that, we got to get this process.
Patio is okay,
but once he closes it now,
it changes the setback because it changes in sound and it changes, you know, what you can do in
the room.
It becomes part of the living room, it becomes part of the hard structure of the building, and it just changes.
But we can't even apply for that until we get this one.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I still don't have an issue with it given the location of it, but that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a major, I don't know. I think that when you get to the next stage, maybe there's going to be some other challenges, and that's going to be beyond this body to make the suggestions on and to work on. So, I mean, whatever the motion is.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve with staff conditions. There are staff conditions. Yeah, there usually always are.
Now, can I explain that condition?
Yeah, so you will get, so if possible, I think you'll meet with, who's is this? For Patrick.
No, it's mine.
It's yours. Okay.
I was going to say, I'm coming until after the meeting is possible.
Okay.
Yeah, and they'll go through exactly why. But the conditions here are basically, they're just basically boilerplate of if it's approved, it has to meet other codes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
But yeah, you can talk to staff afterwards to the specifics.
Okay.
So we have a motion to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, motion passes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, for the January 4th Board of County Commissioners meeting, application ZC220589, Cortez J. Inez Orozco, zone change to reclassify 0.7 acres from an R4 multiple family residential high density zone to an RE rural estates residential zone, generally located on the west side of Ringe Lane, 130 feet south of Owens Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Name and address, please.
Kenneth Yamada, 1210 Henson Street.
All right. Can you tell us about your application?
The owner wants to reduce the density from multifamily high density to rural estate residential. He just wants to build a house similar to the development to the south and to the east. He's located right here, right on the edge of the higher density and the lower density. He wants to conform with all these lower density.
All right, thank you, Kenneth. Seeing no members of the public, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board. No? Really, seeing go this way, huh? All right. We have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you, Kenneth.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth.
All right, now we move on to general business. Are there any general business items? No. All right. Comments by the general public. All right, our next meeting date is December 29th. Maybe pending, probably.
I'll check and see.
Okay.
I've got.
Well, I think Jill's going to check with, Jill's going to check with Max.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, just our next meeting now is...
Next meeting, December 29th, and we are adjourned. Thank you.